Hi there, you are listening to Adept English, and this is a Listen and Learn podcast. My name is Hilary, and I created this Listen and Learn method to help you speak English fluently. It's much more enjoyable if you learn English in the way that your brain naturally wants to learn. I live in the United Kingdom. I'm a native English speaker, and I love helping the 100,000 students who listen to us every month. Every week, we give you two English lessons in the form of podcasts. So listen to Adept English. You'll be on your way to speaking fluent English in no time. Hi there, and welcome to this latest podcast from Adept English. So welcome to you if you're one of our regular listeners. You know the value of Adept English, and hopefully Adept English is already helping you improve both your understanding and your spoken English. But welcome to you also if you've just found us. We are here to help you with your English language learning. If you're right at the beginning of learning English, then we are not for you. But if you have the basic understanding of English and you have a good vocabulary, but you're finding it difficult to become fluent, then Adept English is just what you need. So if you can understand most of what I'm saying now, you'll be okay with Adept English. We produce lots of listening material designed just for your situation so that you can practice listening and understanding and move your English towards fluency, the natural way. If you want to speed up your language learning even more, then go to our courses page on our website at adeptenglish.com and have a look at our courses. There's our 500 Most Common Words course if you feel that you need to just improve your understanding of the most common words so that you can speak confidently in most situations. And if you're further forward and ready to improve your English conversation, then there's our Course 1, Activate Your Listening course to help you with this and to move towards understanding English conversation. Okay, so we have a new Prime Minister in the UK. Let's see how that goes. Hopefully, we'll be able to worry about something else besides Brexit in UK politics soon. Let's hope so. So, what about a topic today which is much discussed in the UK? In the British media. So when we say the media, we mean on television, in the newspapers, online. Basically, wherever the news, what's currently happening, current affairs, is being discussed. So a medium in this context is the singular, and it means here a means of communication, a channel through which we communicate. So the media. In the context of this, is just the plural. No one says in the mediums, but that's really what we mean by when we say in the media. Anyway, one of the topics which is much discussed in the media when we're not arguing about Brexit is the demise of the British High Street. This is a thing, a pattern, which is happening all around the world, but the way of describing it, the way of talking about it is possibly different in your country. So, vocabulary first, the demise of the British High Street. Well, demise, which is spelt D-E-M-I-S-E, means the downfall of something, the downward direction of something. Demise is a noun, and if you talk about the demise of something, it generally means, well, it was great, it was good, it was powerful, but now it's becoming much less so. It's losing its power, its influence. It's on the way out, if you like. And the British High Street? Well, in most towns and villages in the UK, if you look at the street names, then you'll notice that the main street in most towns or villages is called the High Street. The word high, H-I-G-H, is an adjective, and as you probably already know, it means raised up. We might talk about the top of a mountain being high, or the top of a tall building being high. I'm not sure, and I haven't been able to find out why the main street in a British town or village is called the High Street. It just usually is, and it's an ancient term. So it's a literal meaning. Most towns and villages do have a high street, but we use that term to mean normal shops, shops in general, the types of shops that are everywhere, commonplace. And it's also used to mean local businesses, like a local bakery or a butcher's or a hairdressing salon. If you can buy something on the high street, it means that it's generally available. You can buy it anywhere. So the demise of the British High Street is something that many people in this country are worried about. In some town centres, there are lots of unused buildings. They were once shops, but no one wants to use the building anymore because they can't make enough money out of it to become a business that's successful. And the reasons for this? Well, some of it is that the charges, what you have to pay in tax and rent on a building used as a shop, those charges are too high. It's difficult to make money. But the demise of the British High Street is happening also because more and more of us do our shopping, our buying online. I'm sure we all do it. I know that I do. It's just so much easier, so much more choice. I can go onto eBay or Amazon and immediately find exactly what I'm looking for, no matter how unusual it is. Often it would be really difficult and take a lot of time to find these things in a shop. For example, I've got an old bed in my loft, which I want to sell. And of course, I'll do that on eBay. The problem is the fittings, the metal pieces which fit the bed together are missing. Big problem. I can't sell the bed without these. But 2 minutes online and I found and bought the necessary parts. They're already on their way to me in the post and I don't have to go anywhere. Problem solved. At Christmas, when people in the UK do most of their shopping, it's just so much easier to go online and find presents for people and just order them without leaving your chair. The problem is that this is so much cheaper, the choice is so much greater, it takes so much less time that I don't think this is something that anyone is going to stop doing. So what does this mean for the British High Street? And the equivalent, the same thing, in all the countries of the world which are affected? Well, politicians in this country worry about this. It's not good for towns and villages to have empty shops. And there are lots of big brand names which have gone out of business in recent years. Debenhams and Gap are in difficulty, for example, and I think there will be many more. So well-known businesses that sell clothing and fashion in high street shops are finding it particularly difficult and are going out of business. People prefer to buy online. But I think in the more prosperous areas, in the areas that are more well off, have more money in the UK, it's not so much the demise of the British High Street, it's more a change to the British High Street. While I'm very happy to book flights, buy holidays, buy clothes, buy books and all kinds of things I need online, there are certain things which I just like to buy in person. There are certain things it's difficult to buy online. So, for example, I don't usually buy shoes online. I want to try them on. I need to know that they fit my feet. If I want a haircut, that means I have to go in person. If I want things like paper, pens and other stationery, that means all the things that you might use in an office or to do your admin, then those things are usually cheapest bought in person. I also have to go into my local town if I want to use the bank. So I think there is a place in most people's lives for their local shops, their local high street. And most of us prefer to use small businesses, small local businesses, if we can, rather than making businesses like Amazon or eBay even richer. But it just needs to change. So I see a future where the British High Street is full of coffee shops, hairdressers, local bakeries, shoe shops, banks, post offices, cafes, pubs, places where you socialise and meet people. So those essential services that we all need and the places where we find entertainment, where we go out in the evening. Most people use these types of place. So there's still very much a need for a high street, but perhaps it will just be made up of particular types of businesses in the future. Let's hope we can make this change without it being too painful. So that's a bit of a flavour of some British culture, perhaps, when I'm talking about the term the high street and the issues affecting it. But perhaps also think about these questions. What's the equivalent of the high street in your country? And is it affected by the growth of online businesses? Do you do your shopping online? Or do you buy in your local shops? It's a good exercise, perhaps, to ask yourself those questions and practice giving the answers in English to yourself. It's not mad to talk to yourself. It's a good way of improving your English language. Anyway, enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. That's the end of this podcast. Don't forget to visit our website for other podcasts. You can sign up for our free 7-day course. And if you're really serious about learning English, Course 1 is ready for you to buy and download. Adept English, helping you become fluent in English.